Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, Shabbos 130. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 19th chapter of Maseches Shabbos, which talks about the laws of Bris Milah, circumcision, and when the circumcision takes place on Shabbos, what circumcision pushes off Shabbos and what does not push it off, and also those activities which are generally prohibited, but which for the purposes of doing a Bris Milah on Shabbos, you're allowed to push off to Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer says, since our previous Mishnah, the last chapter, discusses about all the needs of Milah that can be done on the Shabbos, so our Mishnah talks about what about the preparation for the Bris Milah. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if you didn't bring a knife, a Me'er of Shabbos, if you didn't bring your knife to do the circumcision from the eve of Shabbos, then Me'vio b'Shabbos, you can bring it on Shabbos even through the public domain. But you have to be careful that it should be Megua, that the knife needs to be revealed, and the Gemara will explain the reason for that. However, Ubisakonaf is a time where the non-Jewish people are making a decree against Bris Milah, so therefore you're not allowed to bring the knife for everyone to see through the public domain on Shabbos, because then they'll see what you're doing, and then they'll persecute you. Then you should cover up the knife, but have witnesses watching it, so that the witnesses can be clear to everybody that the only thing you brought through the public domain was a knife and not anything else. Then our Mishnah says, "Va'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer." Once we're saying positions that are unique to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, when you don't have a knife, let's say you need to do the circumcision, but you don't have the knife, then what you could even do is korsim eitzim. You can even chop up the wood on Shabbos la'asos pechamin in order to make coals, la'asos barzel, in order to make a knife, so you can even do that. You can even chop up the wood to make the coals in order to make the metal knife on Shabbos, so that you can make a Bris Milah. So this idea of Rabbi Eliezer, that you can even chop up the wood, this is unique to Rabbi Eliezer. Nobody else follows that. So the Gemara says, the sites of Bryce, the Tana Rabbanim, Bimkomo Shal Rabbi Eliezer, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, are you korsin eitzim la'asos pechamin, la'asos barzel b'Shabbos. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they would used to chop up the wood in order to make the coals, in order to make the iron. And so too, Bimkomo Shal Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in the place of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they also had a unique law. What would they do? Are you ochin besar of b'chav? In the Rabbi Yosi Aglili's town, they used to eat the chicken and the milk together. Now, we would never do that today. No observant Jew would take the chicken and cook it with milk. It's not allowed. We rule very clearly. But back in the time of the Talmud, in the Mishnah and Chulin 113a, it brings several opinions about eating chicken and milk together. So Rabbi Kiva's of the position that, biblically speaking, it's permitted to eat chicken with milk, or bird with milk, but it's rabbinically prohibited. However, Rabbi Yosi Aglili there says that even rabbinically there is no prohibition. So the law follows Rabbi Akiva that rabbinically it's prohibited to eat a fowl with milk. And indeed, that's how the Rambam himself rules for halacha, and that's how we follow. Levi ikle lebei Yosef Rishpa. So we were taught that Levi once came to the town of Yosef Rishpa. He was a trapper of fowl. And Karivule Reisha de Tavsa Bechalva. They brought him the head of a peacock cooked in milk. So the tavas is a bird, which is a kosher bird, but today it's translated as peacock, which is not a bird that we eat. V'lo achol, he didn't eat it. Ki asa l'kame, when he came in front of Rebbe, when Levi came before Rebbe, he said, Amalo Tishamtinu, why didn't you excommunicate him for the fact that he's eating bird and milk together? Amalei Asrei to Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira Hava. He said, it was the place where Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira lived, and Amina, and I said, Dilma Darash Lehu ki Rebbe Yosi Aglili. I said, maybe he follows the position of Rebbe Yosi Aglili. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira rules like Rebbe Yosi Aglili, that it's not prohibited to eat a bird with milk. The Tana Rebbe Yosi Aglili said, Lo Sochu Kol Nevela, it says you cannot eat any carcass, and it says, Lo Savashal Gadiba Chalevi Mo. And at the end of that verse, it says you cannot cook a kid in its mother's milk. Esha Asr Mishum Nevela, Asr Lavashal Chalev. Any animal which is prohibited to eat its carcass without being slaughtered, you can't cook it with milk. But it then continues, Ov sha'asar mishum nevela, but about a fowl which you might think is prohibited to eat without being slaughtered, I might think yachol yehei asar levash b'chalav. I might think it's also prohibited to eat with milk. Tam olomer b'chalav imo, only with its mother's milk. This comes to exclude a fowl which does not have mother's milk. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Glili said you're allowed to cook a bird with milk. But we don't rule like that, of course. And it says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Irachas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael, Shayu Osink Rabbi Eliezer. There was one town in Israel that they had the position that they followed Rabbi Eliezer, that they used to even chop the wood on Shabbos to make the coals, to make the metal for the bris milah, and they had the merit that none of them died early. They died in their proper time. And not only that, the kingdom which was persecuting the Jewish people, they once made a decree about bris milah, but they didn't make the decree upon that city, because that city was so careful about this mitzvah that they weren't being lenient. They were following the mitzvah according to the teaching of their Rebbe, according to the teaching of Rebbe Eliezer. And so therefore they were appropriate to be followed. The Marsha says that, what do you mean they died in their proper time? Because they were so careful to follow the mitzvah, the teachings of Rebbe Eliezer. He said you could do everything possible to do a milah in its proper time, even on Shabbos. So for this reason, they merited that they also all died in their proper time and not early before their time.